at Sheraton County Fair here in Salisbury, the 2019 edition. Always a great time over here, and got a great crowd this evening for the cattle show. I'm with Breanne Brammer right now, who is the advisor for the Salisbury FFA. And Breanne, we talked earlier that this is your third year Salisbury FFA. I know there's been a lot of improvements there. For one thing, your membership of FFA has doubled or more since you started here. That's something to be proud of.
Thank you, Larry. Yes, we're excited for another great summer. This summer, we had one student, Hallie Merrick and Gwen Wilkie, so two students, get selected for the Helping Youth Maximize Their Experience Academy, the HYPE Academy. It's for the top 100 freshmen in the state. We had one student, Sydney Stundebeck, be among the 30 top sophomores in the state for the Missouri Agribusiness Academy. We've had one member, Hallie Merrick, be selected for the Northeast District Fair Youth Expo Board. This is a new opportunity, and Hallie's shown livestock here for years at that show. Our students this summer have also submitted many applications. We have six students that have applied for National FFA Band or Chorus, and they will find out their result this fall. And we are really excited because one of our members, Sydney Stundebeck, was in National Choir this past year, and she got to meet President Donald Trump on stage. So we are excited for that opportunity. Additionally, this summer, we have one member, Hannah Gebhardt, who is the Missouri Honey Ambassador. She's traveled across the state representing the Honey Bee Association of our state. And she actually does honey as a part of her SAE project, Supervised Agriculture Experience Program. So our members have been busy this year and this summer. This summer, they've also gone down to Lake of the Ozarks at FFA Camp Rising Sun. I took 13 members. We hadn't gone in 3 years, but we took 13 members, and 11 of them received their state leadership medal.
Excellent. It's been a busy year for you, a busy summer, and I know a lot to look forward to coming up this next year. You've had some improvements there at the high school and added a new member to your faculty, right?
We did. We're excited to welcome a second ag teacher. Wyatt Crittlebaugh is predominantly teaching agriculture shop classes, so we have gone from offering one general shop class to now seven, two of which specialize in woodworking and two in welding. So I'm so excited to see the direction this will take our school and our chapter. Additionally, this year I teach another added class, eighth grade agriculture. So now we can offer, I was already teaching seventh grade ag, so we offer ag education from seventh grade until 12th grade at Salisbury High School. And that is so exciting for the future of agriculture in Sheridan County.
I've spoken to a few chapters that have done that. They started in junior high with these young people, and it can do nothing but improve the chapter overall when they get started at this young age.
You will hear more of my visit with Breanne Brammer, advisor for the Salisbury FFA, on an upcoming Ag Report on KMMO. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.